The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, March 20, 56 TH Street and 16th Avenue. Police conducted a stop of a vehicle traveling at 130 km h in a 50 km per hour zone. An odor of liquor was detected on the breath of the driver, which led police to believe possible impairment. Five attempts were made to take breath samples, but the suspect refused. As a result of refusal, the driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a violation ticket for excessive speed. The vehicle was impounded for 30 days. The driver was transported to their home. March 21, 4900 block of Canoe Pass Way. An unknown person ground off the lock on a storage container located at the rear alleyway of the shopping mall. Items stolen included a pressure washer, various tools, and supplies valued at approximately $3,000. Neighboring CCTV footage proved negative in identifying any suspects. March 23, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. Complainant reported the theft of a newly purchased hockey helmet, left briefly in a common area inside Sawa Sen Mills. The helmet is described as a Red Bauer, React 150 valued at $270. Surveillance video revealed a Caucasian male taking the helmet and leaving the mall. Police were able to locate the suspect, and in speaking with the parents, who had already questioned the suspect regarding the helmet. The helmet was returned in person and punitive measures were deferred to parental discipline. March 24, 1700 block of Starling Drive. Complainant reported that sometime overnight, a suspect stole a Canada Post package from the apartment lobby. The package contained $950 worth of rain jackets. Theft still under investigation by police. March 25, 200 block of Sawa Sen Beach Road. Complainant reported the theft of their bicycle. A review of surveillance video showed a male taking the bike, described as a blue 2007 Specialized S-Works Tarmac SL Dua Ace, from the garage. The bicycle was valued at approximately $950. Additional surveillance video was provided to the police. Ladner, March 21, 6900 block of 36th Avenue. Police checked on a suspicious pickup truck parked on the roadside with the engine running, and the lights out with two occupants smoking in the cab. On suspicion of possible alcohol consumption, the driver provided two breath samples which both read, fail. The driver was issued a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and the vehicle was impounded for 30 days. The occupants obtained their own ride home. March 24, 8100 block of River Road. Complainant reported the theft of the catalytic converter from their vehicle. The theft occurred sometime over the past several months as the vehicle had not been driven since September 2022. Surveillance video negative for any evidence of tools left behind. March 24, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they were the victim of fraud. They received a message online informing them their IP address and bank account had been used to purchase child pornography. A call was then received from a person identifying themselves as an anti-fraud representative of the bank. The complainant then withdrew a large sum of money from the bank, as instructed by the caller, and deposited it to a Bitcoin ATM in Richmond. After finding the situation was fraudulent, the complainant also discovered $2,500 was e-transferred from their bank account. The bank was informed of the situation. March 24, 5100 block of Highway 17A. A vehicle clocked traveling at 138 km per hour in an 80 km per hour zone was stopped by police. The driver was charged with driving at an excessive speed and the vehicle impounded. Due to the delay of the taxi, police dropped the driver at an address as requested. March 25, 4900 block of 55B Street. Complainant reported that their fuel tank was drilled out underneath their vehicle and the gas stolen. Police attended, but found no suspects, witnesses, or surveillance video. Complainant was provided with a file number for ICBC.